Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you for accommodating the later time for tonight's shiur. Tonight we are going to continue in Siman Reish Nun Zayin. We are doing page Chaf Ches in the Mishnah Brura. So we're in the middle of learning the halachos of Hatmana, and we are up to the Rama. Says the Rama, Yesh Omrim Dimshach V'Hitmin B'Shogig B'Dabra Amos V'Evel Shori Le'echol, that there is a Yesh Omrim that if you did Hatmana B'Shogig on Erev Shabbos with something that's Mos V'Evel, that you are allowed to eat from it. V'Yesh Omrim D'Kol Zayinu Asar L'Kshav. And a second kula is that there is another Yesh Omrim that says that if you're planning on having the warm food on Shabbos day and not on Friday night, that it's even mutter to do atmana. And b'diavad you can rely on that as long as you don't do it all the time. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Yesh Omrim Dim Shachach V'Dinim Shagag B'Dinim Sover Shemutter Gamze Shogig Mikri, that the first heter the Rama said that you're allowed to get hana from it if you did it b'shogig doesn't only mean that you did it b'shogig in the sense that you forgot that you're not allowed to that it's Shabbos, but that it's Erev Shabbos, but it also if you just forgot the din, you thought it was mutter to do it, that's also called the shogeg. So Shari Lechol says the Mishnah Berurah that Tami Yesh Omrim Hu, the reason for this Yesh Omrim that you're allowed to eat it is Disfiru Tatmana Shava Bezel Shihia, that Atmana has similar dinim to Shihia. The Pasuka Mechabel El Breshon Gimel Sif Aleph Dim Shachach V'Shah Afilu Tavshos Masamik V'Yafalom Mutter Lechol. The Mechaber Paskins that if you accidentally did Shihia on something that's even getting better with more heat, you're allowed to eat it. V'hinei dasa magen Avram v'taz v'agra da mechaber sviru leid avilu b'shogeg asur lechol ad motzoi Shabbos. However, the magen Avram, the taz and the gra say that this kula is a kula of the Rama, but that the mechaber would say that if you did a hatmana b'shogeg, it would be asur to eat until motzoi Shabbos. V'lekach sasam adavar, and that's why the mechaber didn't give that kula over here. U'mikol makom nir d'bimkom matzorich yeshlus mechadas hayesh But when there's a real need, we can rely on this Yesh Omrim that the Rama quotes, because many Achronim hold that way. But Pratimai in the special called Tzarcho, especially if it was already fully cooked, because there are people that are makel anyway if it's fully cooked. So if you already did it and it was b'shogeg and it was fully cooked, then for sure there's what to rely on. We can rely on this first kula of the Rama. Sivkat in Yeralif, Aval, Kishamatmin. This is the second kula of the Rama, that if you're doing that Atmana, not for your Friday night meal, but to have warm food on your Shabbos day meal, that's going to be mutter. Hatam dikra mashrasul hatman mosav hevel mishum shem yavala hatman bremetz v'yichad b'gchalim. The reason for this is that the main reason Hatmana was ever usher was because we're afraid you're going to do Atmana in coals, and then you're going to stoke the coals to make it hotter. V'alkein kimin shematman l'sorach machar sirul l'yeshom d'lo shayich zeruzu. So whenever you're doing the Hatmana for the next day, where there's not going to be such a gezeira that you might heat it up, that you might stoke the coals, because even if the food is barely cooked at all at night, it's going to be on there all night. So if it's going to be on there all night, then you don't need to stoke the coals. It's going to be mutter anyway by the time you want to use it. So if there's such a major gap of time between when you did the hatmana and when you're going to use the food, there's no gezeira of hatmana according to this opinion. There's no gzeira of Hatmana b'davar amos of Hevel. In the Dirshu, he quotes that Rav Moshe Feinstein, or Chaim Chel Dal, Tzimunayin Dal, Hatmana Oz Beis, says that it's about the gap of time. It's not about whether it's Friday night or Shabbos day. So if you did your Hatmana b'davar amos of Hevel, let's say early Friday morning, even if it's for something that you want to use on Friday night, that's enough of a gap of time that would make it mutter. V'hu adin, desfir l'li yeshom razeh, demutal atman mispashal kol tzarko. This yeshom will also hold that it's mutter to do atmana when it's fully cooked, because you're not going to come to be mechata b'gchalim if it's fully cooked. And therefore, that's going to be mutter even if you're doing the atmana for the nighttime meal. In accordance with the yesh mekilin that we're going to mention in the Ramah in Siv Zayin. Siv katan yud bei shelo yehi ragil mash madim hu ragil. It sounds like if you are in the habit of doing this, af b'diavad aser, then it's going to be yasser even b'di'eved v'atam. And the reason, if you're in the habit of being matman b'davar amos of hevel to use for the next day's meal, that it's going to be yasser, d'mei ikra din ein le'makom la'yesh omrim k'mo shekasav agro shari poskim. That mikra din, we don't really pask in this way. V'chein kasav da'yesh makilin v'l'kaman ein le'makom b'din l'ka kasav sham ramah din le'nokein b'shari makomos. That we don't carry this minhag forward in other places. So a bunch of kulas that we saw over here in the Ramah, that if it's if you're doing Atmana on Beshogeg, if you already did Atmana Beshogeg rather, that it's going to be mutter to benefit from it. Then we saw another kula that even if you're doing Atmana B'davar Amos of Hevel, but you're not going to use the food until the next day, it's going to be mutter, you're allowed to do such a Hatmana. And then the Mishupura added that if you're doing Atmana with something that's fully cooked, Mikra Adin, that's going to be mutter as well. See if Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hafil Tavshish and a special cold sarko, also Latman B'Shabbos Hafil B'davar of Hevel, even something that's fully cooked, you're not allowed to do Atmana on Shabbos, even with something that does not add heat. And we call Makom Lasum Kelim Alatavshel Kedei L'Shomer Menachbarim O Kedei Shalei Stanif Ba'Afruris Shari Shein Zekamat Menachim El Kshomer Menosin Kisoy Ala Kedera. If let's say you wrap up food, but not because, let's say you wrap a challah before you warm it up, but not because you're trying to do Atmana and you're trying to hold the heat in, you're wrapping up the challah because you don't want anything to drip on the challah, you don't want it to get dirty from the oven that you're putting it in or from other things that might be nearby it. So anything that you're doing with the kavana to protect the food rather than to maintain the heat is going to be mutter. Says the Mishbura Sivkatan Yud Gimel, also Atman B'Shabbos, Mikamakam B'Diavet Shari, Ukanab Sivkatan Ches, that B'Diavet it's mutter once something is fully cooked. Lasum Kalim, Hainu Afilu B'Gadim Shamidna Sachom Shalakdir Shalitstan, Afilu Wachi Shari, Kivishainu Machavin Laza. That even if you're putting B'Gadim over the food in order to maintain the warmth of the food, that's going to be mutter, because your kavana is not to maintain the warmth of the food. Your kavana is in order to protect the food. In the Dirshu, he points out that that if you want to be matmin, the Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses, and what if you're doing atmana b'davra mosif hevel to protect the food? Would that also be mutter? So he says, no, that's going to be aser. If you're doing atmana b'davra mosif hevel to protect the food, is going to be aser. But, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you're doing Atmana B'davar She'enamos of Hevel and then placing it on a heat source, but you're doing the Hatmana in order to protect the food, that's going to be mutter. Even though normally we would say to wrap something in a towel and put it on the blech or on a hot plate is called Hatmana B'davar Amos of Hevel, but we're going to be makel enough that we're going to say that since a towel itself is not really Mos of Hevel, so that, and if you're using the towel just to protect the food, that's going to be mutter. That's even though if you were to do Atmana in hot coals, that would be, even just to protect the food, that would be Aser. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel, Elyon Dvarmam Sif Mevel. Here's a list of things that are most of Hevel. Psola Shal Zesim, Shal Shum Shemin, Vizevel Umelach, Visid, Vachol, Bein Nachim, Bein Yveshim, Viteven, Vizagin, Umochin, Vaasavim, Vizman Shashlash Shal Nachin. That's a list of things that I don't think it pays to even translate because we don't have these things commonly around our homes. We'll have to see in the Mishmur what they represent, but those are things that are Mosif Hevel. Ve'elu Dvarim She'enu Mosifim Hevel. And the following are things that are not Mosif Hevel. Ksus, clothing, peiros, and fruits, v'kanfei yona, and bird feathers, oshar notzel, senoros shel pishtan, cuts of flax, and nesoros shel charashin, and sawdust, and in parentheses he just translates sawdust. Hagad, Rama writes, yeshom demutu lahatmin b'slaim, aval bishom Mosifim Hevel, demusel shchicha l'gaz b'rabban. That the Ramah says that some say that you're allowed to use certain rocks, even though they are Mosif Hevel, because it's a milsul shchiach to ever use such things for hatmana purposes. So now let's see the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Tezvav, Oshel Shumshimin. The Shumshimin is one of the things that we identified as being Mosif Hevel. Afal Gavdin the Atmana Betochan Shavin Hain, even though when it comes to doing Hatmana in the Shumshimin, it's going to be the same. All these items that we list are the same. Mikomakom yesh chilik beinem. Not all the items that we list as being Mosif Hevel have exactly the same din. The Shumshimin, v'hu adin b'kol dvar manuskarim kan, dafka la Hatmin L'tochan aser, aval lehitmin b'davar ha-mutter, kugon b'kupa shol tzemru, ke'agavna, mutter laniach ha-kupa alehen. That when it comes to the items that we just list over here as being mosif hevel, they're mosif hevel if you're matmin inside of them, if you insulate in these things. But if you insulate in something that's not mosif hevel, and then you rest that down on top of these items that we're listing over here as being mosif hevel, that's going to be mutter. Aval al-gefa shol zesim aser laniach. But if you're putting it on top of something that's really hot, like Gevesh Shel Zesim, so even if you just wrap it in a towel, but then you put it on top of something that's actually really hot, that's going to be Aser. That's going to be like Hatmana B'davar Mosef Hevel. Dechamimi Tveim Osif Nevel L'mayla Derech HaKupalak Deira, because it will add heat to the pot that the pot otherwise would not have had. So that's a big yesod, meaning a lot of times people think, oh, if I wrap one of those urn covers around my hot water urn, and it snugly fits around the urn, and I close it up, and it maintains the heat, so it's Eino Mosif Hevel. Maybe I should be allowed to do that on Erev Shabbos. But no, since there is a heat source that's heating the urn, so that makes it a Davar Mosif Hevel. That makes even the non-Mosif Hevel thing around it into something that is in fact Mosif Hevel. Sifkaton Tazayin V'Teven Beinimu Aruch Nechtach L'Chatichos Dakos V'Zagnu P'sol Shol Yaakov Yayin. That Teven, whether it's long or whether it's cut into teeny tiny pieces, and Zagin means the sediment from wine. Umochin, called over rach, kori mochin, anything that's soft is called mochin, kigon tzemer gefen, the talisha tzemer rach, shabema, soft pieces of wool, or katin, ugridas begodim beluyim, or scrapings of worn out clothing, sheshlashan chashal tevin zagin kachada, because all these three things, meaning there are three, the Mishabura says if you're doing the, if you're counting, because tevin and zagin are considered one. Lachin, the lach. Things that are moist add much more heat than things that are dry. That whether they are inherently moist or they become moist from something else, they're usher either way. However, a lot of the Achronim say that no, lachin only becomes mosif hevel if it's inherently moist, not if it becomes moist from something else. Ksus, v'adin karmu ksasos v'gizei tzemer. So we listed ksus as one of the things that are not mosif hevel, and the same is true of cushions and things like that, and cuts of wool. Uperos kigon chitin v'kitnios, peros like wheat and beans. Oshar notzos or other feathers v'nakat mitchila kanfe yona. The first type of feather we mentioned is a yona v'ulashon atalmud mishum doyim matzui lehem, because that's the example the Gemara happens to give, since that's what they typically had a lot of. Una ores dak dak shenorin min ha-pishtan, the tiny little trimmings of the pishtan, bislaim sivkatan chavdalid. So the Ramah had said that you're allowed to do atmana with these slaim rocks, even though they're mosif hevel, because it's a milsud lo shchiach. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, hainu avanim katanim shomtsin men esh. These are flintstones that they could use to make fire, v'koronos on avne esh. They're called firestones. Umashikas of lo shchicha, that which we say that it's not shchiach to use them, haynu dahalo shchiach klal shiatmin b'slaim, because no one would ever do atmana with these rocks, mishum shemeshabri makadero shemekalklin amaychel, because they'll either break the pot or ruin the food. Avodavar shel lefam tamin behem, but something that would possibly be used for atmana, avodav lo shchiach, even if it's not commonly used for atmana, gozubu rabbanan, is still included in the gzeira of atmana. Meaning the Ramah is not saying over here that anything that's not commonly used for atmana is not included in the gzeira. We're saying something that no one could use for atmana, because it would ruin everything, is not including the gzeira. Cause of Rashal b'tshuva, the Marshal writes in the tshuva, Efer cham udover sheinu mosif hevel v'shari litman bo, that hot ash is something that's not mosif hevel, and therefore you're allowed to do atmana in it. Elim kein ma'orv b'gechalim, unless it's mixed with coals. V'viu el yirabav tzav Shabbos v'shar chronim v'uadin b'kol dover sheinu mosif hevel afilu em cham and shari. And the same is true with anything that's not mosif hevel, even if it happens to be hot. Let's say a towel, is preheated or something, but a towel is not mosif hevel, so therefore even when it's preheated, it's not going to be considered considered Mosif Hevel. So let's review what we learned tonight. So first we said that we had three kulas about Hatmana, two from the Ramah, one from the Mishnah Berurah. So kula number one is that if you did Hatmana b'shogeg, you could still benefit from that Hatmana. Kula number two was that Hatmana for Shabbos day is mutter even l'chachila. And kula number three is Hatmana's mutter on fully cooked food. And the Mishnah Berurah said, maybe we could rely on kula number two when it's also fully cooked food. Point number two that we said was that if the intention is to protect the food rather than to maintain the heat, then it's mutter to do such a hatmana. Point number three, even if hatmana was with something that is not mosif hevel, when placed on a hot surface, the Mishnah Berurah considers it to be mosif hevel, when it's placed on a hot surface. And then point number four, hatmana with something that will damage the pot is mutter, because that's a milsa de lo shchicha. Not everything that's uncommon is mutter, but something that will damage the pot is mutter, because that is a milsa de lo shchicha. Bezer Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Si'if Dalid. Have a good night, everybody.